From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Robert Mugabe, the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever known, resigned Tuesday after nearly a week under house arrest. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports from the capital, Harare.
The reported resignation closes a chapter on Mugabe's term as the only leader Zimbabwe has known since its independence in 1980. In that time, the economy has spiraled downward into ruin, infrastructure has crumbled, and many of the nation's elite have been slapped with sanctions over allegations of human rights abuses. Thokozani Kupe is the vice president of the opposition movement for democratic change and told VOA Mugabe needed to step down.
We are happy that today it has dawned on ZANU-PF that this is the hour that Mugabe must go, so that we have a new dispensation where we will have a new leadership, and we want a free, fair and credible election which is going to result in a democratically elected leadership where the people of Zimbabwe at the end of the day will have a better life.
Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Mugabe's former vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, will be sworn in as president on Wednesday or Thursday, according to top officials in the ruling ZANU-PF party. He fled the country after he was abruptly fired on November 6th. A ruling party official said the former vice president, quote, is not far from here. The U.S. State Department said the resignation of Robert Mugabe is a historic opportunity and historic moment for the people of Zimbabwe. This is VOA News. The federal grand jury has returned a 22-count indictment against Saifulo Saipov in the death of eight people killed during a truck attack on a bike path in New York City. The Justice Department said Saipov was indicted Tuesday in federal court in Manhattan. He's charged with eight counts of murder, 12 counts of attempted murder, providing and attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State, and violence and destruction of motor vehicles resulting in death. Saipov is an Uzbek immigrant. He was hospitalized after he was shot by a police officer. He was arrested after several people were run over by a vehicle October 31st in a midday attack on a popular bike path. The U.S. Africa Command says an American military drone has killed more than 100 al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. Military officials told VOA that the strike on Tuesday hit an al-Shabaab training camp in the Bay region, about 200 kilometers northwest of the capital. No claim of responsibility yet. The death toll from a suicide bombing in the northeast Nigerian town of Mubi has risen to at least 50 at a mosque during Tuesday morning prayers. There, in this case, was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Boko Haram terrorist group is suspected. Venezuelan officials have arrested the acting president of Citgo, the U.S. subsidiary of the state-owned Petróleos de Venezuela, along with five other senior executives Tuesday, for alleged corruption. The Attorney General Tarek William Saab told a news conference that interim President José Pereira and other managers allegedly arranged contracts that put Citgo at a disadvantage. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed Tuesday to support the United Nations effort to peacefully resolve the nearly seven-year-long Syrian civil war. The White House said the two leaders talked for more than an hour and stressed the importance of ending the humanitarian crisis in which millions of Syrians have been displaced from their homes. And United Nations judges in The Hague will decide within hours on a verdict in the trial of former Bosnian Serb army leader Ratko Mladic. He's accused of war crimes stemming from the conflict in the former Yugoslavia during the 1990s. Mladic is the last former military leader to face war crimes charges in the court, which was set up to deal with the aftermath of the Bosnian War that raged from 1992 through 1995. Mladic is known as the Butcher of Bosnia. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.